You are listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. I'm Joe Vicnicki, and this is our weekly weather check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. Today is the 13th of January, 2021. Joined online today by Grant Smith, the meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Juneau. Hi, Grant.
Hello, Joe. How's it going?
Not bad, not bad. Well, the soggy weather continues at the moment. We have a little break here. That was a pretty substantial storm that just moved through early this week. What did you see in this area and around the region from that?
You know, around the area, it's almost just a continuation of the same story. It's just a lot of rain. You know, some areas getting not a lot. You know, I've seen reports as little as, you know, quarter inch, half inch. Other areas producing an inch to 2 inches of rain. In fact, the Petersburg area actually did get just under 2 inches of moisture on the 10th, 1.92 in our records. That's kind of what we're seeing. Just these continued low pressure systems coming in from the south, round after round, producing the same thing. And that pattern looks to continue as we head into the weekend.
Okay, before we get to that, what's coming up? You saw some pretty good wind gusts out of this past system as well.
Yes, we've been seeing some strong wind gusts, upwards of 50 to 60 miles per hour. You get further out into the coastal areas, and I've seen like one time I saw a wind gust near 80 miles per hour. If I'm remembering correctly. So some very strong winds that are coming up with these storm systems.
Okay. So you mentioned another storm headed our way. What's the timing on that, and what should we expect from this next one?
Well, right now, we know we've got some headlines out for winter storm watches and high wind watches, not for the Petersburg area, but, you know, they are in southeast Alaska. And the timing is Thursday into Thursday evening. That's when we're looking at seeing these wind speeds and the moisture kicking right back up again. For the Petersburg area, looking at about 15 to 25 mile per hour winds with gusts upwards of 40 miles per hour. That's going to be on Thursday, lasting into Thursday night and even into Friday. And then a little bit of a break the second half of Friday. And then as we head into the weekend, looks like another front will come in, probably going to be producing the same thing, just those strong wind gusts. Upwards of 40 miles per hour, sustained winds 15 to 25. Wouldn't be surprised with just more rain with these fronts coming in.
So the million-dollar question, when is there any end in sight to this steady stream?
You know, I've been keeping an eye on the long-term forecast, and by long-term, I'm talking like weeks. And at least for the last time I checked was last week, and it looked like it was going to continue for another couple weeks at least, that I was kind of comfortable with thinking in my mind. This is just my own personal forecast that I keep, you know, for myself and my family. And so that puts us in this pattern into next week as well.
Okay. Well, and I wanted to ask, too, about temperatures we're seeing for January. This seems pretty unusual to not having to even think about snow or shoveling or anything like that. I've seen different buds on plants in this area. It seems kind of strange.
Yes. Well, that's the one catch with these storms. They're coming in from the south, and that's keeping temperatures above average. The temperatures above average have been about 5 to 10 degrees for the daily highs. You know, a lot of highs in the 40s, lows in the 30s, and that's going to continue for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and Sunday. Just because these storm systems come up from the south, they keep that warmer air in place, those highs in the 40s, and then the low kicks off to the north. Then we get on the backside of the low, that cooler air starts to mix in a little bit of snow into the rain, but then the next one kicks right back up, which brings the temperatures right back up into the 40s and keeps the rain in the forecast mostly. And so that is the silver lining in this forecast with these, yes, lots of rain, yes, lots of clouds, but, you know, temperatures are 5 to 10 degrees above normal for this time of year. So, you know, just trying to find the silver lining here. And that's what I'm thinking is the silver lining anyway.
Well, no shoveling, so that's good.
Yeah.
Anything else we missed from this past week or what's coming up?
No, just a lot of the same thing. I kind of feel like we're Bill Murray from Groundhog Day. It's just the same forecast every day, and that's going to continue for at least another week.
Well, you'll let us know when it's going to change.
Yeah, we sure will.
Okay, thanks, Grant.
Yep, no problem.